This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. United Nations inspectors are making their way towards Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Theirs is a long-anticipated mission that the world hopes will help secure the Russian-held facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid catastrophe. Underscoring the danger, Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other on Wednesday of attacking the area around Europe's biggest nuclear plant. In recent days, the plant was temporarily knocked offline because of fire damage to transmission lines. That heightened fears that fighting could lead to a massive radiation leak or even a reactor meltdown. The risks are so severe that officials have begun distributing anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. Inflation in countries using the euro currency has hit another record in August, fueled by soaring energy prices due to Russia's war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
According to the latest figures released by the EU agency Eurostat, annual inflation in the Eurozone's 19 countries rose to 9.1%, up from 8.9% in July. Inflation's at the highest levels since record-keeping for the euro began in 1997. In the Eurozone, energy prices surged 38.3%, though the rate was slightly lower than the previous month, while food prices rose at a faster pace of 10.6%. Prices are also rising in many other countries as Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents in southern Pakistan used sandbags to shield their homes from surging floodwaters that inundated a major highway on Wednesday as global aid began arriving with food, medicine, and tents to help alleviate a major national disaster. Abnormal heavy monsoon rains and melting glaciers triggered floods that have submerged a third of the country and killed nearly 1,200 people, including 400 children. The United Nations has appealed for $160 million to help with what it calls an unprecedented climate catastrophe. U.S. health regulators have authorized the first update to COVID-19 vaccines. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Until now, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have targeted the virus's original strain. The updated boosters are aimed at taking on today's most common Omicron strains and other variants.
So it really provides the broadest opportunity protection.
Pfizer vaccine chief Annalisa Anderson. Now that the FDA has signed off, shots could begin within days, but the CDC must still recommend who should get them. And the question remains, who will want them? Just half of vaccinated Americans got the first recommended booster. Only a third of those 50 and over received a second one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's top UN envoy said Beijing remains firmly opposed to the release of a long-anticipated report about Xinjiang from the Office of UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet. The comments from the ambassador come just hours before her deadline for its publication was set to expire Wednesday, her last day on the job. Beijing has engaged in a tug-of-war for diplomatic influence with the West over the rights of the region's native Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic groups. Over the past 5 years, the Chinese government's mass detention campaign in Xinjiang has swept up an estimated 1 million Uyghurs and other minorities into a network of prisons and camps. Beijing has closed many camps, but hundreds of thousands are still detained. Recapping our top story, United Nations inspectors are making their way toward Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Theirs is a long-anticipated mission the world hopes will secure the Russian-held facility in the middle of a war zone and avoid catastrophe. Underscoring the danger, Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other on Wednesday of attacking the area around Europe's biggest nuclear power plant. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.